This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm going to talk about one of the main Islamic values. So I talked about two of the core Islamic values, and for the injustice or anti-oppression, istiqamah or anti-corruption. I'll talk about a few main Islamic. I think that Islamic values are divided into categories, and there's core, and there's main, and there's general. I think that's how I look at it. And amongst the main Islamic values, I want to talk about the concept of acceptance or rida. The concept of acceptance or rida. I think it's a commonly misunderstood one. Like it's not used appropriately. In many senses, it's used in a way for us to be content with ourselves or with the amount of work that we are putting in or with the destiny that seems to be was coming our ways, and which is not what rida is. Acceptance and rida is not that. And I want to take some time to talk about it so that we can understand the other part of it, so that we know what to do. Because some people, I don't want to say commonly, because I don't want to generalize or come off as rude, but I've seen it used a lot where people decide to limit themselves by using the idea. I've accepted Allah, what else has given me. But what I'm seeing is really not that. I'm seeing someone who has just lost their appetite for ambition, or have lost their ability to hold themselves accountable, or have lost the willingness to work hard towards what it is that they should be working hard towards, etc., etc. It becomes just an excuse for us not to do much anymore, or to just kind of sit back and wait and watch. And that's not what rida is about. Rida is specific and it has a specific usage, and it's really important when you have it. I don't think you can survive as a Muslim in the world without having a certain amount of it. But if it's misused, it can also be debilitating. It can hold you back and it can paralyze you, and it can be used in an extremely passive and negative manner, which is not what I think it should be used for. So I'm going to take the opportunity to talk a little bit about it and kind of shed light on it in different ways, so inshallah it makes sense to you. This is a beautiful, beautiful hadith. It's really short and easy. You should be able to memorize it if you like. What he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, alayhi wa sallam, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. The person who will taste the sweet nectar of iman, of internalizing their theology. And we talked about iman. I spent a good like 4 weeks or so talking about the concept, what iman actually means. So I hope it's clear to you. But iman is something that you can taste. There's a joy that comes with it. If you experience it appropriately, there's a joy that comes with it. And the Prophet ﷺ is figuratively explaining to us as if it's something, is as if it's something you eat and you find it's sweet in your mouth. But really, there's a joy that's associated with practicing iman appropriately. And he's trying to explain to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you want to actually experience the joy and the beauty of iman and taste it, and actually for it to mean something to you, for it to be something that you want, that you pursue, not something that is forced upon you, that is a burden, but actually something that you find enjoyable and worthy of the time that you're spending to pursue it, then you need to have three things, or it's one thing in three different forms. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ. Those who are content and are in a state of acceptance of Allah as their Lord, right? And that, on its own is a, wallahi, it's not a lecture even, it's a series of lectures that to understand to be in رِضَى بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, to just be content that He is your Lord. Nothing else. خلاص, he is my Lord and I'm happy with that. Everything that comes after that is just extra. It's just whatever he wants, whatever he's okay with, I'm okay with. Whatever he gives me, I will take. Whatever he deprives of me, I'm happy for him to deprive me. Whatever he wants, huwa Rabbi, so I'm happy with it. So مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ, as رَبَّ, as someone who is a caregiver of your affairs. That's what رَبْ means, and تَرْبِيَ, right? To raise someone, to take care of their affairs. So for you to accept Allah, or to be in content or happy or satisfied with Allah as your caregiver, your caretaker, the one who oversees all of your affairs, and to be happy, that's whatever, fine. I get this, I get A, I get B, I get C. I like them, I don't like them. I'm رضيت بالله, I'm happy with them. Yeah, so from that, from your life perspective, you're happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your caregiver, caretaker. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And you're satisfied with Islam as your way of life, as the laws and the rules that govern your existence, in that you don't want to break loose. You don't want anything else. You're not wishing that you were born something different, or you're not wishing that maybe the rules were a little bit different, or you're hoping that you could find some way to compromise some of these values or principles or ideals. You're happy, you're content with what you were given. You're content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and that's a beautiful thing to have. If you are just happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is halal, this is haram, I'm happy with that. I don't need further explanation. I don't require any more than that. Is that what he said? That's the deen? That I'm happy with this. I'm overjoyed with being given these parameters as my way of life. Wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rasula, and to be in a state of acceptance and happiness and satisfaction that your idol, that your leader, that the person that you try to emulate and follow, the one that you walk in his footsteps, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You wouldn't want anyone else. You're not looking for anyone else. If you experience that rida, if you are happy, why would I? There's nothing better than this, right? There's nothing better than this package. If you feel that, then you'll find the sweet nectar of iman. If you have this package, if you're content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your caretaker, if you're happy with Islam as your way of life, and if you're satisfied with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your leader and as your messenger and prophet and teacher and master, then you will find beauty in iman. But you have to be content with that. It shouldn't be something that you're trying to, you're not struggling with it. You're not trying to change it. You're not trying to compromise it. You're not in combat with it. You're happy with it. You're satisfied. And that concept of rida. And that's where rida lies. It does have implications, obviously, in our daily lives that I'll talk about, inshallah. And with that, يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد الرسول صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.